I say to you many times, what is occurring in your world, in this time, in your interpretation of time, is of no significance to you. It has no effect on your journey, on your infinite journey. This is for you, it is not for all. Your journeys are different. You have a different reason, a different position within your journey. It is insignificant for you. Your intrigue allows you to monitor what is occurring, and often this confuses you. This is the difference between conditioning and consciousness, awareness. There is no necessity for you to monitor what is occurring. You must stay in the positive, in the light, and continue your understanding of consciousness, your awareness. This cannot touch you. It is small and insignificant within the infinite world of the Source. Your conditioning will always draw you back to what is occurring in the physical world that you live in, that you chose to live in. Your journey is infinite. It is endless. It is without time and space. This is the reality of life. Your illusion entraps you within it through your conditioning. You revert back always to your conditioning, your ego, your mind. This is the process that you go through. But for you, it is insignificant what is occurring. It is a mass of energy created through vibrations, joined. It grows. It will disperse. It will correct itself. But it is not important for you to be divulged within it. Your view on life should exceed and surpass this now, and understand the eternal life and journey that you are participating in. The acceleration of the negativity that is created in your world at this time, in what you call time, is phenomenal. It is explosive. It is created through negative energy. It is necessary. But again, no concern of you. It will rebalance. It will reset. This is part of the process. It is not wrong. It is part of the process. Many energies you are associated with, many people will be drawn into this negative void. You will will feel pain from this. Your pain is an illusion. Your pain comes from your conditioning. You must lift your energy above this. You must work always in the positive. You chose to do this, and you must apply it. You will not be drawn into it. This is your journey. You chose to be here in this time, what you call time. You chose this journey. It is not pain. It is awareness. It is wisdom. It is knowledge through wisdom. The love from the source encompasses all. It is not your interpretation, your physical interpretation of love. This is conditioning. You are connected to all. It is love for all. Your families chose to be around you at this time, in what you call time, for a reason. Although you don't think so. They did. They, like you, chose to be here and now within the moment you call time. You are becoming much more aware of this now. There is no point to disagree, to argue, to fight. You are adding to the vibrational energy of negativity. It is pointless. You are not helping the situation when you do this. You must stay in the positive. Again, this is not for all. You chose this. You chose it. It is difficult for you to understand when you live in the physical and not in the metaphysical. If you apply always positive energy, you will lift your families. You may not think so, but you will. It is a vibrational energy. It can do no other than lift into positive. It is impossible for it not to work. It is the fundamental, basic principle of the process. It is absolute. The attraction of negative energy to negative energy is the law of attraction. It is happening en masse. Most cannot control this. They do not even know. They are not aware of what they are doing. It has taken you a long time, in what you call time, to understand this fundamental process. A And you do now understand. And this is what you must apply. There is nothing for you to do other than remain positive. Lift the vibrational energy through the frequency of emotion. Know what you are doing. You understand the principle, but you must know when you do it, and when you apply it, that it is correct. You must feel that it is correct. Against all condemnation from all around you, you must apply. This is your chosen battle, your chosen route. Now you understand, there is no right or wrong. And it is necessary. There are many positions that a consciousness chooses to be in. This is why there is such a variation of stages of the process. But they all happen in one moment. No time, no space, no mass. Everything is consciousness. But it is one, the source. We do not know beyond the source. The source is all creation, and you are a part of that creation. You must not indulge in negativity. You will be presented with many negative situations. You must see the positive within them and rise above and create positive energy. This is what you chose to do. Difficult, I know, when you revert back to your own conditioning. But it is absolutely necessary that this is the course you take. You must not judge these people, these energies. You must not lay judgment on them. For them too, it is necessary that they go through this process. But for them, it is a different process that they chose than the one you chose. Your conditioning will initiate within you fear. You must overcome fear. You must rise above fear. Once you have done this, then you can apply positive energy. You cannot apply positive energy whilst you are in a condition of fear. You must accept and understand the emotion, the frequency of fear, You must know what it is. Once you are aware what it is, it has no longer any value for you. It will be dispersed from you. You are now beginning to understand what your journey is about. Within this time, what you call time, it is a marvelous experience for you. In what you call time, you have waited a very long time for this moment. You must participate within it in a positive way, a creative way, and continue to create positive energy. You are here, you are in the physical, you must participate in a positive way, directing always positive energy. You know what you must do and how you must apply yourself. You feel the scales are tipped against you. They are not. Raise the vibrational energy in your physical world. Raise the positive vibrational energy. This is not about your ego. You did not choose a battle you could not win, which is your ego. You chose to be a part of something very special. It is not a battle. The formation of consciousness is not about a battle. It is not about winning and losing. It is about creation, experience, journey. No wrong, no right. Experience. Yes, wise words I am giving you. Now you must go and play your part.